Thank you, Representative Davis, and for your leadership and joining me on an issue that's not easy to talk about, but it's a problem that we're facing in society, and it's time that the law caught up with the technology that's in use today. While we can argue that nobody should do these kinds of things, one of the things that we've learned is that in many cases this is an issue of control, particularly control over younger women using these kinds of images to keep them in a relationship. It is truly an example of domestic violence, perhaps one we couldn't have conceived of, but certainly is one that exists today. And in terms of the designation revenge porn, I object to that because, one, I think it's a very flippant term for a heinous behavior that finds a woman who was a victim of this, primarily it's women who are victims, now finds herself an unwitting participant in the pornography industry. I can't think of anything that would be even more devastating on top of what exists. We are working to amend the criminal code. This will be under harassment. And we have been working very closely with not only the Pennsylvania District Attorneys Association, PCADV, domestic violence advocates here on the state level, as well as the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape, PCAR, and the Pennsylvania ACLU has been helpful in helping us to craft legislation that averts some of the First Amendment questions that have been asked and have been raised about this particular topic. This is truly an issue where the intent is to harm someone. And now our law will, if it becomes law, our bill will make sure that it deters that kind of behavior. And we'll be working to watch this on the federal level so the websites that actually host this kind of material can also be eliminated.